The state of New York typically derives 20% of its tax revenue from Wall Street, and the financial industry's high pay spurs growth in a wide range of service and retail industries, from restaurants to beauty parlors to advertising agencies. State officials are expecting job losses in the financial sector to total 45,000 this year. That's higher than after the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks, when 30,000 jobs were lost. State budget officials said job losses during this economic slowdown will reach 160,000. Last week, Governor David Paterson said New York State faces a $1.5 billion shortfall in 2008 and a $47 billion budget deficit by 2012. He said there is no part of the budget that will not see cuts.
Even cutting money to school districts within the school year, which is the last thing we ever want to do, health care and Medicaid, housing issues, unfortunately, across the board, we are going to see very drastic measures taken.
Paterson has asked the U.S. Congress to quickly pass an economic stimulus package that pours fiscal relief directly into New York. Meantime, New Yorkers who have been laid off or at risk of losing their homes have been protesting outside of courthouses to ask for help. A homeowner from Brooklyn, Gladys Guy, said she was afraid she was going to lose the home she had lived in for decades.
I'm a retiree, and I just can't afford the mortgage. And I'm getting ready to go into the foreclosure also.
New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has introduced an 18-point plan to help New Yorkers through the financial crisis. His package includes buying more than 100 foreclosed homes and transforming them into affordable housing, relaxing some property tax deadlines, and giving an additional $1.3 million to soup kitchens and food pantries.
We are very dependent on Wall Street. We love it in good times, and it's painful when it's not there. But it's interesting, if you go overseas, London, for example, and the UK are much more dependent on revenues from the financial services sector than New York and America is. If there's a problem any place in the world, it's a problem every place in the world in this day of internationalism.
Bloomberg this week will announce a plan to cut city spending by 2.5%. Victoria Cavalier, VOA News, New York.